I'm going to value that word above my symptoms. I'm going to value that word above my situation, my circumstance. I'm going to even value it above my own experience.
Today, join guest teacher Jeremy Pearsons as he shares why revering God's Word is important in the life of the believer. Learn the connection between trusting God's Word and being steadfast in faith. Next on The Believer's Voice of Victory.
Hello, everybody. I'm Jeremy Pearsons. I want to welcome you to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. My grandparents, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, have asked me to host these 2 weeks of broadcasts, and it is my absolute joy, thrill, privilege, honor. I love it. I talked to my grandfather about it, and I said, hey, man, I love doing this, and I hope you enjoy it, too. I love coming into your home or wherever it is you're watching these broadcasts, because I think you and I would agree that it's the Word of God that changes things. It's the Word of God that changes our lives. And without the Word of God, I got nothing to say. Without God and His Word, I just would just babble. And I know you're not interested in my babblings, but together we are interested and invested in what the Word of God has to say. Let's pray, and we'll get right into His Word. Father, we thank You today, give You praise and glory. We thank You for Jesus. Lord, I'm asking You by the help of the Holy Spirit to give us a revelation of who Jesus is in our lives. Give us a revelation of what He's done, what He's accomplished, and who we are in Him and who He is in us. Thank You, Father, for eyes that see, ears that hear, and hearts that understand Your Word today. In Jesus' name, amen. Matthew chapter 13. We've been here for the last several days, and as we begin to wrap this week up, we're gonna stay right here. I don't want you to miss tomorrow's broadcast. My wife Sarah is going to be joining us, and she has got some things on her heart that are absolutely going to bring change into your life, particularly in the area of healing. So if you need that, or you know somebody who does, get them in front of this broadcast today and tomorrow, and really all next week. It'll be a blessing to them. Matthew chapter 13, we've been studying the parable of the sower, and it's taken kind of a long time to lay this foundation, but that's because this foundation is so vitally important. If you don't have foundation, what good is the structure on top? What good is the rest of the building? And our foundation is eyes that see Jesus, ears that hear His voice, and hearts that understand who He is in us and who we are in Him. And that's what we've been seeing all along the way. And this parable is it's an account that's about so much more than just seed and dirt and rocks and thorns. Jesus just used that as a picture to draw our attention to something. And He said the seed is the Word of God, and the sower sows the Word of God. And I love that. The sower. Jesus is the sower. And that day, He stood out there sowing the Word of God. And when His disciples said, why are you talking about parables? Why do you talk about things like this? What's this even mean? Jesus said, if you don't understand this parable, how are you going to understand all of them? That says to me and to you that there's something key in here that we need to understand before we can really go on and understand some of the other things that Jesus said. And the key is this. When He said to them, whoever has, to him more will be given. To him who does not have more, it'll be taken, what he has will be taken away. He's saying revelation is built upon revelation. And when you have the revelation of who He is, when you have a revelation of who the Word made flesh is, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, then you can begin to build revelation upon that. And when you step back and you look, you've heard all these wonderful messages on faith, all these wonderful messages on grace, and mercy and healing and deliverance. And you step back and you look and you think, the Word of God is supposed to be working in my life, and I don't see results in these areas. And I hear that a lot. I hear it from people, but I hear it in my own heart, in the condition that the body of Christ is in all over the world. And Jesus even painted this picture of the seed of the Word of God getting sown four times, and it only reproduced once. And if the picture he's endeavoring to paint is that these are people, that these are the hearts and lives of people, I dare say that he is not satisfied with only 25% reproduction rate. I dare say if you, some of you watching have four kids, and if those of you who have that many kids or more, you would not be happy if only one out of four was living healthy. You would not be happy if you had three kids dying, going to hell, sick, broke, and out of their minds. You would not be satisfied to say, well, one of them's doing good. That wouldn't satisfy you, would it? Nor does it satisfy the heart of the Father to see His Word get sown over and over and over, only for it to not produce in somebody's life. Here's what we're after. We're after the answer. We're after the key that not only unlocks the door, but finding out what truth is absent, what key is absent, why it's keeping that door locked up. Jesus said, and this is really where we begin to get into it. We're already seeing that it has everything to do with what we see or who we see, who we hear, and what we understand. But now he begins to really unfold this thing. In verse 19, anyone who hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, then the wicked one comes and snatches away what was sown in his heart. This is he who received the seed by the wayside. Allow the word to paint a picture. Jesus said some seed fell by the wayside. What's a wayside? It's a road, nothing more than a dirt road that has been walked on and walked on, that humans have walked and animals have walked, and they have tread this ground until it's hard and packed. And when this seed fell on that ground, it was not in condition to receive the seed. It couldn't get below the surface. And Jesus said, when anybody hears the word and does not understand it, then he's like that hard, packed ground where the seed can't penetrate. Your understanding of the Word is absolutely key to it producing in your life. As a matter of fact, Proverbs chapter 4, let me read this to you. You know this, but let's look at it again. Proverbs chapter 4, I'm going to read to you out of verse 1. Hear, my children, the instruction of a father. Give attention to no understanding. To know it. K-N-O-W. To know understanding. Did I tell you that there's a difference between what you've heard and what you know? And he says here, hear the instruction and then give attention so that you'll know it. Now, those of you with kids, especially those of you with teenagers, know exactly what I'm talking about here. You know that you could say something to them and they might hear you, but if their attention is somewhere else, if their attention is on a television or on a video game, they may be hearing your words, but are they giving attention to knowing what you say? No, absolutely not. And it frustrates you, doesn't it? It used to frustrate our teachers so bad because we'd be cutting up in class and they would say, you two, Jeremy and you over here, what did I just say? And we had the ability to mimic or parrot or repeat what they just said. Let me tell you right now, I don't remember. I don't remember all these years later. It didn't get down in me. I didn't give attention to know it. There was a difference between what I heard that day and what I know today. And that's what he's saying here. Give attention or hear the words of your father, but don't just hear it, attend to it. Give your attention to it. To know understanding. Understanding only comes when your attention is given to it. Understanding of the word only comes when you attend to it, when you give your attention, your time, your focus. You're not trying to get the word and the news and the bad report all at the same time, all on the same level. Listen, when it comes time for the word, put your eyes on this, put your ears on this. Okay? And I hear this pretty often. Sometimes Sarah and I watch, we go to church here at Eagle Mountain, but sometimes we watch her home church, which is Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. It keeps her connected to home, and we learn so much from Brother Keith and Miss Phyllis. And I hear them say something often on the internet, to those of us watching on the internet. They say, it's not time for you to be eating dinner or popcorn or chips or whatever. This is word time. Put that stuff away and get focused. Why? That's when it becomes effective. That's when it can get down on the inside. If you're just listening to the word without giving attention to it, you're like that hard packed ground where the seed fell. It's like somebody just sat there throwing seed at your head. And it just hits your head and bounces down, hits your head and bounces off. It's not going down deep on the inside. Listen to this. I give you good doctrine, he says in Proverbs 4. Do not forsake my law. When I was my father's son, tender and the only one in the sight of my mother, he taught me and said to me, let your heart retain my words, keep my words and live. So if you want the word to bring life, your heart's going to have to hold on to it. It can't be like that hard ground where seed just fell and bounced, didn't get down. Your heart's going to have to grab a hold of it. He said, in verse 5, get wisdom and get understanding. Get it. What does that mean? It means, number one, you need it. If the Lord is telling you to get something, He is saying to you, there's something you need, so go get it. And it also means this, if He's telling you to get it, it also means it's available to you. It's available, or else He wouldn't have said, go get it. So what's available to us? Wisdom and understanding. Get it. Get wisdom. Get understanding. Do not forget. King James says, get wisdom, get understanding, and forget them not. What does that word forget mean? It's made up of two words, for or before. And then get possession, to have possession of. He says, get understanding and then don't forget it, or don't go back to the way you were before you got it. That's what it means to forget. If you found your keys and then you forgot what you did with them, you went back to the way you were before you ever found them in the first place. That's what it means to forget. And the word, when it's preached, you may sit there and think, okay, this is good. But if you don't endeavor to give attention to it and grab an understanding of it, then it may not be between the time you get from the pew to the parking lot that you've forgotten what was said. That was a great service today. What'd he say? I don't remember, but I think it was good. It didn't take root. No understanding of it. He says, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And in all your getting, get understanding. And Jesus said, when anyone hears the word and doesn't understand it, then the wicked one comes and snatches away the word that was sown in his heart. It's just like that seed that fell on that hard ground. Because it wasn't covered, because it wasn't protected by the earth, the birds came, birds flying over, said, look, seed, food, dinner, I'll take that. Came down, grabbed it, took it away. Without an understanding of the word, without an understanding of what was preached, he says, Satan comes immediately to snatch, to steal away what was sown. And I want to tell you this, understanding doesn't just simply mean, hey, I get it. Doesn't just mean, okay, 2 + 2 = 4. I understand that. I get that. That is a level of what it means. But understanding also means something else. Let me read this to you. I'm going to find it, and this will help make sense. Understanding means to grasp the nature, the meaning, and the value of something. That's what's in this word understanding. Not just to grasp the meaning of it, not just to someone preaches the word and you say, okay, I get that, I understand that, but it's also when the word is preached, you grasp the value of the word that was preached. And I submit to you that that's what Jesus was saying. He said, if anyone hears the word of the kingdom and doesn't understand it, or if anyone hears the word and doesn't value it, then Satan comes immediately to steal the word that was sown. So here you sit in a service. Here you sit in your living room watching the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast or some other ministry, and you're hearing the word preached, and you're sitting there and you got sickness in your body, and you hear somebody preach to you, the word says, by his stripes you were healed. Now, if you hear that, and your response is, I've heard that before, but I'm still sick, then right there, in that word, in the word, 1 Peter 2:24, by His stripes you were healed. Right there in that is enough power to heal you and everybody on your street, man. There is so much power in the word, just in that scripture alone. It's inherent, it's intrinsic in it. Why isn't it producing in you? Because when you heard it, you said, I've heard that before. Instead of valuing it and taking that word and saying, that's mine. I believe that. I receive that. That belongs to me. And I'm gonna value that word above my symptoms. I'm going to value that word above my situation, my circumstance. I'm going to even value it above my own experience. I am so going to value, by His stripes I was healed. I'm going to value it and appreciate it and think on it and meditate on it and read it and talk it and talk it until it becomes my experience. That is when all the power that's in that word begins to actually produce in your life. There you sit with a stack of bills calling your name and the phone ringing off the hook, people begging for your attention and calling for your money. And somebody ministers to you and the sower sows the word in your life and says, listen to me, Jesus, though He was rich, for your sake He became poor, that you through His poverty might be rich. You listen to the word of God be sown and you hear this, that your needs are met according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Again, all of it goes back to the foundation of a revelation of who Jesus is. There is no revelation of your needs met without a revelation of the one who met them. There is no revelation of your body healed without a revelation of the one who healed it, of your healer. But if you hear that word and you say, I've heard that before, but my bills are still here. If you hear that word and you say, I've heard that before, but it's not working for me, then you don't value it. There's no understanding that without understanding that there's so much power in that word, you'll never put it in its appropriate place in your life. And if it doesn't take that place of value, then it won't produce. Listen to this. What did He say would happen to somebody who didn't value the word? He said Satan would come and steal it. What happens to things, to valuable things that are left unprotected? What happens? They get stolen. And if you don't see the Word of God as valuable, if you haven't heard it as your answer, even if you don't get it all just yet. Now listen to me. I grew up in the household of Kenneth Copeland, and I've heard a fair share of Kenneth Copeland messages. And I'm going to be honest with you. There are times where I sat there going, man, that's deep. I'm going to have to study that. I'm going to have to get that. But I'm going to tell you what I didn't do. I didn't sit there, fold my arms and say, well, I don't get that. That couldn't be true. And I also didn't say, oh, I've heard this before. You grow up in Kenneth Copeland's house. You grow up in a preacher's house. I'm 30, almost 31 now. You're going to hear a few messages, and you're going to hear some things a time or two. You're going to hear the same scriptures over and over, but it will never work for me as long as I sit there and say, I've heard this before. And it won't work for me if I say, well, I don't get this. How could this be? You know, this is one of the major things that people outside the body of Christ, one of the major problems they have with us, they look at creation or they look at the Word of God and they say, that couldn't be. I don't even understand how that could be. To say that something could not possibly be true simply because you don't understand it, that's the epitome of arrogance. That is the epitome of pride. That couldn't be so because I don't understand it. Just because you don't get it doesn't mean it can't be true. Just because you don't fully understand everything in the Word of God yet does not mean that it's not true. Hey, I've used this example before, but I don't understand everything about the engine in my truck and how it works. But you know what? I get in it nearly every day and I drive it. I get in it nearly every day and I'll drive to work or I'll drive to the store. I am using even something that I don't fully understand, but I value its ability to get me where I need to go. And I'm not standing outside the truck going, "Dear God, I just wish I knew how a motor worked. I just wish I knew. If I only knew how a motor worked, then I could drive to the store." Stupid! That's stupid! You're missing out on a great ride, a free ride. Just because you don't understand or you don't have a working knowledge of it yet, don't let it keep you from the benefit that it has for you. And just because you couldn't preach every single page of the Bible yet, don't let that stop you from valuing it. And when you hear the word preach, you say, "That's mine. I believe that. I receive that." And somebody say, "Really? Can you explain it?" "Not yet, but I know it's true. If it came out of that book, I know it's true, and it'll work in my life and it'll work in yours." That's how you understand the word. That's how you value the word of God. Now listen to me. To understand something requires two things. Number one, it requires faith. You will never understand the word as long as you continue to say about yourself, "I'm dull, I'm dense, I'm dumb, I don't get it, I could never understand it." You won't understand it as long as you say those things. But faith in the one who said them, if he said it, how many of you know he could teach it to you? If he's the one who expressed it and he's living on the inside of you, Scripture says you have an unction from the Holy One and you know all things. You can understand it. And just because you don't yet, don't let that discourage you. You be a man or a woman of faith who looks at that and says, "Okay, I don't get it yet, but I will." There's a scripture that I love, and many of you have heard me minister it before, but it's out of the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 4, and it's just become a way of life for me and Sarah. But Paul said, "We are pressed on every side, but we are not crushed." He said, we are persecuted, but we are not abandoned. He made this statement, "We are perplexed, but we are not in despair." You know what that means? It means you can have questions. It means not all the blanks have to be filled in for you, but you don't have to be in despair. Paul's saying, "Yeah, I got questions. I want to know how this works, and I need to know how that works, but I'm not depressed over it. I'm not discouraged." Why? Because I know that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. And instead of getting depressed over what I don't know, I'm going to rejoice in what I do know. Instead of being depressed over this question, I'm going to rejoice in knowing that I know the one who has the answer. Amen. Praise God. This is what it means to understand. You value the word above all others. It requires faith and humility. "Lord, I don't know, but I'm open for you to teach." Don't go anywhere. I'll be back in just a moment.
Come to these exciting meetings. Come to the 2011 Annual Word of Faith Conference, June 14th through 17th at the Word of Faith International Christian Center in Southfield, Michigan. You're invited to join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland for the Branson Victory Campaign, the 3rd through 5th of March at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. Join us for the Words of His Power Conference, Thursday to Sunday, the 10th through 13th of February at Words of Life Fellowship Church, North Miami Beach, Florida. The Southwest Believers Convention will be held the 4th through 9th of July, 2011 at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and their special guests. Come November 10th through 12th to the 2011 Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign in Woodbridge, Virginia. For more information on these and other KCM meetings, call 800-600-7395. That's 800-600-7395. Or visit our website at kcm.org.
The Word works, and it's all I need. This newly repackaged teaching by Kenneth Copeland is an in-depth study into the ministry of Jesus and the parable of the sower. It's a timeless four-part series that will remind you of the unlimited power of the Word of God and its ability to anchor you in any situation. Learn how God's Word can bring you victory and produce the desired results in your life. When you order this product, you'll receive strength and beauty in the presence of the healer, the brand new music CD from Sarah Hart Pearsons.
We know that worship brings us into the presence of the Lord. But my desire in making this music is to help us recognize that when we're in His presence, we're in the presence of the healer.
Healed by the stripes.
This CD is yours free when you purchase the audio teaching series, The Word Works, and It's All I Need. It frees
us. Make the decision to put the Word of God first. Kenneth Copeland's teaching on The Word Works and It's All I Need is a great place to start. Order this series for just $20, and as a bonus, we'll send you free the newest worship CD by Sarah Hart Pearson's Strength and Beauty in the Presence of the Healer. Surround yourself with the Word of God with this teaching series and worship CD. They make great gifts, so order several for your family and friends. For an additional product discount and faster processing, purchase your copies at kcm.org.
The Word Works, and It's All I Need. This is a great series by my grandfather, Kenneth Copeland, and he really gets into the meat of what we've been talking about on these broadcasts. And if some of you think that Kenneth Copeland is direct now, I know that's what you like about him. He's a straight shooter, and he's real direct. You should have heard the man 35, 40 years ago. He was even more direct then, and you need to get a hold of these. This is a classic series, and this is, I'm telling you, when he was preaching these things, it shook people up, and their eyes came open to the Word, and it changed the lives of so many people. And I know some of you watching, that was you listening back in the 70s and the 80s. Get a hold of some of these things again. It'll bless you. Kenneth Copeland Ministries, when you order this, what they're going to do is send you this CD by my wife, Sarah Hart Pearson's. It's a new music CD called Strength and Beauty in the Presence of the Healer. This has quickly become my favorite music. I mean, when the Lord put her in my life, He put some of the most beautiful music I've ever heard. And most all these songs are songs that she's written, but they're specifically directed towards the healing of your body. So if you know somebody that needs that, or you yourself need it, we've already had people take it into hospital rooms, and people are being blessed by it all over the world. And it's a blessing to hear that. So order this CD series, and they're going to send this to you for free. And if you just want the CD, then it's online as well, and you can order that. Listen, we're really getting into it now, so make sure you stay plugged into these broadcasts. And I want you to understand that the Word of God is designed to work in your life. And we have people here at Kenneth Copeland Ministries, prayer partners, that are ready to pray the Word of God with you. Not their opinions, not their ideas. Pray the Word, because the Word has answers. Now, here in Fort Worth, Texas, we are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you're in our part of the world, you can call. There's somebody there to pray with you. We also have offices all around the world, so you can check their hours of operation, and there'll be somebody willing to and ready to pray the Word of God with you. I will see you again tomorrow. Make sure you join me on this broadcast, because my wife Sarah is going to be here, and she's going to be a blessing to us. You're going to love it. Until then, this is Jeremy Pearson's reminding you, God loves you, we love you. As Kenneth and Gloria Copeland always say, Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Visit us at kcm.org. There you can purchase this broadcast and other KCM products. Kenneth Copeland Ministries has a resource of study tools designed to give you hope and help you find the answers you're looking for. You can also call our prayer line, 800-600-7395, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Have faith in God, awaken your heart to Him, and live in the blessing every day. Tomorrow on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
Looking like Jesus comes from looking at Jesus. And as He is, so are we in this world, this one now, here and now.